Eisen is in his glory tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Guy has a direct route to Syracuse, basketball, football, whatever. You know, we're excited about this pick. We had an opportunity throughout the course of our meetings here to sort of analyze the players that we thought would be available to us at this particular spot in the draft if something didn't happen to shock us out of that position. There was a run on the tackles early, as you know. It kind of backed off. Fluker was taken, and then it kind of backed off. There was a trade right in front of us. We didn't think San Francisco would take an offensive lineman. We didn't know for sure, but we didn't think so. And so in the group of players that we really liked, that we hoped would be available to us at 19, we had this young man right at the top. Justin was the guy on the board who was on top, and so we were real happy to get him. I've been asked if, you know, do you think it's time for you to take a hard look at your offensive line in terms of young talent? Well, it always is. You know, some years it's just not available to you. So we do feel like the addition of some young, talented players in our offensive line is going to help us going forward into the future. We think we have a young man who has demonstrated the ability to learn. He's a very technically sound player. He has performed at the left tackle position. We think he can play right tackle. We've even talked about the versatility that he presents because he has big hands, and perhaps he's even a guy that could be considered as a center if we thought we needed that. So versatility, smart, technically sound, a guy that we think can grasp the system right away and be in a position to help us out as a young player in a position that's not easy to play right away, and that is the offensive line at the professional level.
Day one is a right tackle?
Well, that's probably what will happen, but we'll look at the rest of the draft and see, you know, what happens to come our way, and at the end of that we'll assess our depth and see where we think we should start him out. He's been a tackle. I would expect him to stay there, whether he goes over to the right side or not, and how fast he goes over there, we'll have to decide.
Could he be an opening day starter at right tackle?
I'm sure that competitively he'll have that opportunity, and if he wins the job, then he would be the starter.
You and others in the organization have talked a lot this offseason about sort of fortifying the trenches on both sides of the line.
Very
obviously
important.
Added some defensive tackles. Yeah. But how big a priority when you look at this draft? I mean, was offensive line at the top of your list?
Well, it certainly was a strong consideration. I mean, I've always believed that if you are strong in the offense and the defensive lines, you've got a great chance to be competitive. And this is certainly consistent with that theory. We've got good young players here that are going to compete. We've got veteran leadership here as well. It's a good situation to be in. Let's let them compete. As best we can, we'd like to be competitive and have challenges at all positions. As more competition as we can place, no matter what the position is, the better off as a team we're going to be.
Tom, did you have a chance to talk to him and see him fire on? What impressed you about him when you sat down?
His first answer. The first question he was asked,
which was,
who's the, I'm trying to get it right, who is the Syracuse alum that you're most familiar with? And he didn't say Jim Brown, he said Coughlin. He passed the IQ test right away at the combine. That was a Mark Ross. You knew that was coming. When Mark took the floor, I knew something was coming.
You saw their offense and the way they like to run the ball. Is that something that you jumped out the way he had the ability to run block?
Run and pass. You know, we certainly saw the bowl game in which they did a tremendous job of rushing the ball. But there's been numerous games where that good young quarterback up there had big days as well. So we've been able to see Justin as a pass protector and as a run blocker, and been equally impressed.
Tom, the way the defense struggled last year, was it hard to go the other way and pick an offensive guy?
It wasn't hard, but you know, if you know the way that we conduct our business, it's going to be the best player. You know, you may think that there's a need a greater need somewhere else, but you know, the history of this organization has always been, as far back as you can remember, take the best available player, and I think that was consistent with the first pick of the 2013 draft.